Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
You see any of those?
Do it again.
Have you seen any of those?
I have seen some of those. I saw the one with the white guy. I don't know. What was his name?
Ian.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the See You Later podcast. What is this, episode 7?
It's another episode of See You Later.
That means, you know what that means, is that if someone started watching us right now, they could watch one episode every day of the week.
That's true. Unless...
Food for your thought right there. Because it's 7, because of the number of episodes that there are.
That's right.
Just thought it was interesting.
I just woke up. I was supposed to be here sooner. I had Rango eyes, as Scott puts it.
She wakes up and does this.
And my eyes go in different directions, and it's not attractive.
You see the passive-aggressive text Cameron sent?
No, you sent a passive-aggressive text to me?
It was like, hey, queens, I know that punctuality isn't in fashion anymore, but let's be rebels and let's try it.
That's really fair, because you said asses in seats at 9:45, and I think that's when I rolled out of bed. So I want to formally apologize to our producer, Cameron, for... being a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe you'll be replaced next episode.
And then I can sleep in. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, we're up pretty early today because we're going to the Texas-Florida game. We're doing sports stuff.
Are we actually going to go down there? Is it worth it? We're kind of getting fucked on.
Nah, we're going to win.
We as in?
Florida. You know I'm a part of the team.
You are?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I used to work at the airport, and I would fuel their planes and, like, load their baggage and stuff.
Yeah?
Like,
What was the one you were telling me about the other day? You were like, remember?
Oh, I don't know if I'm even allowed to talk about it. I mean, I'm sure I am, but I was there when the Colts picked up Anthony Richardson. So I fueled the Colts plane, the Indianapolis plane.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, you should have made the TSA joke.
Right.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Was it actually funny?
It was pretty funny because of the AR-15 thing. That was his nickname.
Yeah, that'd be funny if you're like, is this AR-15 allowed on the plane?
Yeah.
that was a pertinent joke athlete, a couple years ago.
Sorry?
That was a pertinent joke like a couple years ago. Like people probably don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about now. So I realized that like mid-sentence and I...
That about his nickname or about TSA?
All of it.
Okay.
Like is Anthony Richardson even pertinent anymore? Cameron?
Depends which hospital you work for. He's a big injury guy, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh.
So it depends which hospital you work for.
Well, I don't work for any hospitals anymore. So.
I wish more athletes recognized, like, what I did for the team. You know what I mean?
If you could have had it your way, like, pie in the sky dream, they recognize you.
Jack Caglione come up to me and shake my hand and give me a hug and, like, kiss me or something and maybe be like, hey, thanks for putting my baggage.
Same kiss you.
No. And thanks for putting all my baggage in the planes all the time. And I'd be like, no problem, Jack Caglione. And I would touch his arms and stuff.
Okay. For our audio listeners, he just did
a groping motion.
Without consent to the air.
Yeah.
Don't grope like that in real or fake life.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, who is Jack Caglione? And what did you do exactly? Because saying handling his baggage is just a weird thing.
No, I handled Jack Caglione's baggage, dude. I was at the airport. I worked at the airport, and we would, like, load the sports charters and stuff. So, like...
Were you more gentle with the athletes' accoutrement than, like, the average Joe getting on planes? Were you like, don't worry, nothing's going to break?
Some sports were worse than others.
Tell me about that.
Like football, all of the gear is bust wherever you're going.
Right.
And so all the athletes, they just bring, like, a duffel bag.
Right.
So you just get
and they're like fit.
They're fit?
You're telling me they got on planes and they weren't like fitted the fuck out?
Oh, they're like outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get to that. Yeah.
Oh, there's a bit about that. Keep going. Yes. I'm so sorry. Keep going.
Anyways, the football team is just duffel bags. You can just like, and they're light. That's just clothes and like some running shoes or whatever. And
sure.
You just chuck them in the thing. It's easy.
Yeah.
But then other sports, they bring the equipment on the plane with them. Like track and field, we would have all of the hurdles. And we'd have like...
Like javelins?
We'd have the javelins.
Is that the word?
Yes. It was insane. Swimming, there was like goggles and flippers. Yes. Which I'm like, do you even use flippers?
Yeah, when you're warming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's so many people on the swim team. It's like, it was like 300 pairs of flippers. This is kind of not funny, but my buddy, he was, there's two people when you load bags, the guy pulling the stuff off the belt and the guy that's deep, like stacking stuff.
Like in the plane, right. In the butthole of the plane.
So you pull it out and then you chuck it to your guy.
Right.
That's deep. And I was deep. And so I get flipper. And I'm like trying to like stack them. And I literally get like buried in the flippers. And
that sounds
I was like, tell him to stop. And he was a little prankster. And he was like, speed it up. We can handle more. No. I got buried in flippers. And so when I'm sure they were not organized when they landed, but they're flippers. So
were they not like packed? They just were raw flippers?
No, no. It was in like little mesh bags.
This story, I'm like gripping my pillow with you telling me this. I'm like,
I was laughing so hard and I was also so mad because it kind of hurt. Like he was chucking them at me.
Yeah, they're not.
But
light.
I was dying laughing. And so I couldn't like tell him to
stop
like effectively, you know?
Oh,
but
gosh.
Yeah, I would do that and I would like fuel the planes too. And when you're fueling, you're kind of just sitting there just like holding like a trigger and it's going and you're just like watching everything happen.
Yeah.
And
just like at a gas station with a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Gators get back from a game that they lost like brutally. Like,
oh, shocker.
Two or 3 years ago. And
I'm just kidding.
So I'm just watching all these people get off the thing and it looks like they're expecting a paparazzi.
Oh, no. It's like, wait, this is football?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like tan suits, black turtleneck, like chain. They have like the little loafers.
Yeah, the tight like, Bridgewater shoes.
Yeah. And they're like... They're like hot dudes. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah.
I'm like, that's like, hey, you're fitted up for sure. But wait. It's just me here. Oh. I'm like, and they get off and they're doing stuff like this.
Ew.
And I was like,
for who?
Still just me, guys. I don't know what you're doing.
Would they have like the beats around their neck and shit?
Yeah. Some people did have the beats. Yeah.
How do you feel about pre and post football game drip? You don't care? Like, do you want your team to, like, look a certain way and, like, dress a certain way? Or, like, do you want them to look like Adam Sandler rolling up?
No, you gotta wear a suit. Like, remember the Titans. I think if you wear a suit, you get blown out. I don't know, you look like Adam Sandler. No, not like a drip suit. Just like a suit buttoned up tie.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you show up
and you
arena and you look nice and then you suck.
Why? You're a professional.
You're saying like if you suck, you should be able to look like Adam Sandler and just be.
No, I'm saying if you aren't good, you can dress however.
I'm saying the suit isn't a function of like looking sexy and looking cool. It's a function of like looking professional. You know what I mean? So not like a drip suit, just like a working gym Halpert suit. You know what I mean?
If you had to create your drip suit,
yeah,
I guess we're gonna call it that now.
Velvet.
What color?
Red, like a burgundy.
Wow. And then underneath, are we doing turtleneck? Are we doing...
Nothing underneath. I'm actually... It's going to be velvet
pants. You're going to Winnie the Pooh?
It's going to be velvet pants.
Uh-huh. Velvet, also red?
Red, yeah. Burgundy all the way.
Okay.
Velvet pants, burgundy, and then burgundy velvet coat, unbuttoned chest hair.
Chain.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Two chains.
Okay.
No, the rapper is not going to be there. I'm going to be wearing two chains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything special with the hair, the face?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
How are you feeling about the beard being gone? This is week 2 of no beard. Just mustache.
You know when girls say, like, I got manic last night and I cut my bangs? And yeah. And they're like, I hate the way it looks, and they do it all the time?
Uh-huh.
I do that all the time. You know what I mean?
So you regretted it immediately?
Immediately.
Okay. You were down. You shaved your beard and you were like a bad guy for like 3 or 4 days until your scruff started like coming in like really thick. Because I think you just felt like a different guy.
I felt like...
That's how it came off. You were like down.
You know when there's... Actually, this is... Never mind. You know when there's like ugly comedians and like their whole thing is like, I'm ugly.
Yeah, like where they'll get on stage and be like, I know what I look like.
This. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I turned into one of those guys. Because I think I'm like a normal... I'm like a normal guy. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say like I'm ugly. And I wouldn't say that I'm like...
I think you're a handsome fella.
I'm not like... Like... I'm not like strikingly handsome. Like no one's going to look at me and be like, oof, that guy. You know what I mean? It's okay. Just like, okay, that's a guy. Yeah, he's fine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I think when I shaved the beard, I think in my mind I turned into the ugly comedian.
Oh.
But I was like, I got to make this everyone's from.
He started talking to me about like crazy facial modification stuff. And I was like, we can't both do it.
How
only
much do
one
jaw
of us.
Implants cost?
Don't. No, don't. Okay, actually look it up. I do want to know.
What do you think?
I think if you got it done at a reputable place, probably 10-15K.
That's it? I was going to guess like 60.
I mean, I are we talking about the anesthesia and everything as well?
The whole procedure from start to finish.
Maybe 30. Okay. 20 to 30. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We want to talk to you about Corduroy's beanbags. Scott here is sitting in a super duper comfy queen size saffron colored beanbag.
Like I always do. Like I refused to do this podcast unless this beanbag was in here.
I wanted to sit in the beanbag and I lost a thumb war over it. And we need a second beanbag is what I'm telling you.
Yep.
And if you need a beanbag because the holiday season is coming up, you're going to have to figure out what kind of gifts to do. You might have people coming over and you need an extra bed and the air mattress just isn't going to cut it. Get one of these beanbags because there's a bed inside.
Bed inside.
Which we've pulled out. We've slept on. We personally love it. And if you want 30% off of your purchase, just go to corduroys.com/tailwhip and you're going to get 30% off your purchase and you're going to be comfy and you're going to be happy just like we are with our Corduroy's beanbag.
All right, let's get back into it.
Average cost of a jaw implant is between 2 and 4K. Lower jaw, 2 and 4K, upper jaw implant,
wow,
3 to 5K.
Dude, why are we not doing
this
all the time?
These are affordable. Yeah. Combined jaw implant, upper and lower, 5 to 8K. I was thinking it was 3 or 4 or 5 times more than that.
I feel like...
You know what? This is affordable.
This is affordable.
Do I need one? Do I want one?
No, you don't need one. You have an amazing jawline.
Well, I just have like a big old oval. It's long. I think it's like an illusion.
No.
There's a jaw in there.
Because it could... you could still have the same face shape. And no jawline. You know what I mean? It would just like blend in. But you have a perfectly good jawline.
Man, thank you for that. I've been mewing for...
Dude, when mewing was popular, I was like late high school, you know?
Sure.
And I was trying to do it and it hurts.
Can you show us how to do it? I still struggle to do it because I feel like one of those like lizards that are trying to mate.
Well, no, you do it. That's why your jawline's so good. You just do it without knowing it.
How do you do it?
Like when I rest my face normally, my teeth aren't together.
Oh, really?
Really. And my tongue is at the bottom. It's just like, I'm like... And that's comfortable for me.
That's like
just chilling.
That feeling is the reason why they tell you to like turn your drunk friend on their side at a
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. the thing you just described, it's like, oh, their right. Tongue's gonna fall on the back of their throat, they're gonna choke. So like put them on their side in a recovery position.
Yeah,
that's just you
all the time.
Well, man, that's, yeah, I should put you on your side more.
Honestly, I think what it does is like when you get the proper resting face,
okay,
the teeth like the this and then your tongue up.
Yeah, my tongue's about the roof of my mouth.
It like I don't know why it does it, but it like expands your nasal like passageways.
Okay,
it's easier to breathe out of your nose
because
I have a hard time breathing out of my nose.
You do,
and so apparently keeping your mouth closed and breathing out of your nose, it like reshapes your jaw into like the.
Wow.
Your Matt Rife ass, you know what I mean? Thing.
Matt Rife ass jaw. You think I have one?
You
he
do have
paid
a great,
for his.
But you have a great one. You're all natural.
Well, that's not true. I have a lot of Botox in my forehead. Getting that re-upped this week too. Pretty excited about it. What?
This week, really?
Yeah. I think it's on the 7th or 8th. Wow. Yeah.
That's exciting. Should probably I get some Botox?
20, 30 units.
I don't know how much that is.
Money or volume?
Volume.
It's a lot for both.
There you go.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I like the stabby.
Feels good? Is it like a tattoo?
It's better than a tattoo. It's well, better
like
than a tattoo.
Like hurts more or like what makes it better?
It feels more dangerous than a tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't you in like a medical office?
You are, but it's like not good clinicians. You know what I mean? Like
it's the C's get degrees clinicians.
It's the, like I went to school with some of the people that have put Botox in my face and they'll see me coming in. They're not cleaning their hands.
Yeah, they're like
right, are you ready? Yeah. I'm just gonna how much you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
One guy couldn't get the like the lid off the vial and I watched him start to reach to like use his tooth and like it was like a beer bottle just
yeah.
That kind of thing. I was like, hey man,
probably not.
I was okay with the no washing your hands, but let's use something yeah. to get that lid off, you
what
know?
What is Botox? I don't get it.
Okay, so Botox is it's like a pathogen basically that is naturally occurring in soil.
Okay.
And they basically extracted it, learned about the chemical structure of it, and then figured out how to shoot that into people's faces so that it can paralyze different muscles.
It paralyzes you.
Yeah. Okay. So like that's like botulism, like where the word Botox comes from.
Which is a word that I'm familiar with.
Do you know look up botulism. So like
spell botulism.
So botulism, when people get that, it paralyzes them when they consume whatever has this pathogen in it. Yeah. Neurotoxin botulinum produced by the bacterium Clostridium botulinum.
Clostridium botulinum.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Homie
so like,
pulled up. I'm just feeling them.
Like babies under the age of one can't have honey because like their immune systems are like right. super duper weak. I'm going to ignore whatever the fuck you just did and just keep educating because you asked about it.
I was freestyling.
Oh, I loved it.
Thank you.
I didn't. Basically, they can't eat honey.
Right. I've heard that, yeah.
Because, like, the bees be dragging around pathogens or vomiting out the stuff. That's what honey is. And then if a baby ingests it, it can, like, paralyze their body. And, like, that's not good to the whole body. But, like, if you can microdose different yeah. muscles in your face or whatever, wherever you want to use the Botox, mm-hmm. You can use that paralysis in your favor to prevent wrinkles. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah.
That's kind of boring. I'm sorry about the long-winded.
That's okay.
Yeah. I like how you had to entertain yourself as I was explaining it because it was bored. So boring. You're like, botulinum, Malcolm Fellinium, or whatever.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project. Big or small, from top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah.
Dude, that was good.
I don't remember the words anymore, but...
Try it again.
I don't want it anymore.
My nose itches. Can I scratch my nose? Sorry.
Pretty sure can she scratch
hey,
her
cut
nose?
That. Can you cut the nose scratch? What is, why is he laying like that? Oh my gosh. You okay, bubby? I wish they could see this. This is.
He's like the Sphinx.
Are you okay, baby?
He looks happy to me.
He does not to me. He looks terrified and he's like, there's definitely room for two people on that float. Okay. We need to cut all of this. My nose is itching. You're yawning. All
right, okay. We're back. I woke up to some pretty mean comments on my YouTube short.
Did you did?
Yeah. There's this one lady and she's...
Which YouTube short?
The one with the... where I talk about the breastfeeding joke.
Oh, he is very proud of himself when there was this beautiful Latin woman. Was she Latin?
Mm-hmm.
This beautiful Latina woman was breastfeeding with her big kahungas. And he leans over to me and goes... I only looked one time.
I didn't lean over to you in the moment. Afterwards, I said,
"Yeah,
I only looked once." Afterwards, completely.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wasn't like in the. I wasn't like.
Yeah, cause she was like directly across.
So
from
I do this joke, which I think is like pretty tasteful, and I think it's actually like a pretty well structured, like layered thing.
Go ahead, pitch it to us.
The joke is, do you guys ever be worried about, like, do you guys ever be ashamed about the person that you are?
Mm-hmm.
And then that usually is like shocking, right? And it's like, yeah, I get worried about the person that I am sometime. But like other times there's the, you get the opportunity to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, I saw this woman breastfeeding and I only looked once.
Which is a true story.
Right. Feels silly. It feels not disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I mean? It feels like not one time is the appropriate amount of time to look at someone.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I wake up to these comments and this chick is like,
oh no, in the end you're like, I'm going to go to heaven.
Right,
or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much a good guy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this woman, she left like 6 comments on my thing. And she's like, who did you pay to laugh? Like, that's gross. Why are you boasting about
who
that?
Who did you pay to laugh? Yeah. Is hilarious.
But I'm like, would you rather me look at her 7 times? I don't know.
Wait, so she's mad that you even looked once?
I think she's misunderstanding the joke. I think, and I'm worried about it now because I never thought about it like this. Some people probably interpret it like I noticed her and then I purposely looked at her once. And that's not what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm saying I saw her once.
Noticing is looking.
That's what I'm saying. If I noticed her and then I looked and that's twice. So my joke is saying like I noticed her and I didn't look again. You know what I mean?
Right. The notice was the look.
The notice was the look. And like also if you notice a woman breastfeeding and you like ignore her completely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Treat her like a human. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm the real feminist here.
I wouldn't. I don't know. I hate the way that people trip out on both sides of the booby out breastfeeding thing. Like I'm feeding my kid. You know,
right.
Just sure. If you want to watch, it's like weird to watch a kid eat at a restaurant. You wouldn't do that. But yeah, you're going to peek over a couple of times.
I just think sure. Like. Yeah.
I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what these were made for. Not mine. Not gross.
It just puts everyone in like a, because I agree. I mean, I feel like I could, I feel like if I was a waiter or something and there's a lady breastfeeding at the table, I would have a full conversation with her and I would be
normal like, about it. To not do it is like.
But then like there's some instances where it's happening and you're like, I don't know what the right move is right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, if I stop making eye contact with her, am I rude or is it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just puts everyone in a. And a little bit of a tizzy. But anyways,
yeah.
It makes me worried about posting stuff on the internet. You know what I mean? It's like if that's the joke.
I like
gonna,
how you're just now having the revelation about that. No, like I had 300, 400 comments of people telling me how disgusting and poor I was.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, these are so funny. Just let them keep going. It drives interaction.
But the difference
and now you have one comment and you're like, I'm thinking about everything.
Yeah, I mean, like,
if
that's the joke that's going to gonna make me a bad guy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I feel like that's a pretty low bar.
You, Cameron, tell him what you always tell me about the comments on the internet.
All right, don't
but,
read them.
But read them. They're fun. I like the way it hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't.
Why? I love the idea that I did something that... Just like some nerd, like it disrupted his day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to take time out of his day, his life, to tell me that I'm like a piece of shit. There's something about that just tickles me. Tell me. You think I'm a piece of shit? Waste your time. Use your time up on earth to tell me.
That's a positive spin on it. You're a healthy lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Sick. Maybe he's being very sweet.
He's being very sweet. Do you want to do our, you want to do screenplays?
I can't wait.
Really?
I really can't. Because, like...
You've never had this much enthusiasm for
No,
it.
But, like, you've kind of been... well, like, after I, like, got to record this recent whatever it was, the...
Talk to us about it.
Oh, I was in this, like, sitcom mini-drama series thing on...
So, roll the tape on episode 3 when I told her that she's going to have to practice her acting skills. And she said, I'm never going to have to practice my acting skills.
That is fair.
3 weeks later, Shadi's doing a thing.
I had
Mad
no idea. I know. I'm sorry. You were right and I was wrong.
Say sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. So what are you excited for?
No, like I got to see like a screenplay turn mm-hmm. into a script and then us, you know, I was like, oh, like Scott could definitely do this.
And
this
so today you're going to not break character?
I'm going to try not to.
you've had a lot of weeks to try. I need you to lock in here, okay?
Scott, some of the shit that you write is next level.
But you gotta stay in character.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Cameron, you want to pull up the curse?
The curse?
Yep. And so, this is a scary movie where, I forget their names, but...
Why does it say written by author?
Because my account got deleted. And I forgot to update it. So, you're Cassandra.
Okay.
Which is that lady. And I'm Marcus, which is the dude.
Okay.
And Cameron can be the scary monster in the back.
You get to be Nosferatu.
Yeah.
In the back.
And so, what's happening is we've been haunted.
Okay.
And we've escaped the monster, and now we're, like, in the attic. Like, we've just rushed up the attic, and we've slammed the attic door, and now we're talking.
Like, is it a...
It's like the ladder thing, where you have to, like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Scary.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to read the...
Nope, we don't have to read the stage notes. I'm going to act them out. The first one I just explained.
You're going to act this out?
No, just trust me. Just go along. Just do Cassandra.
Okay. Sorry. Holy shit. What do we do now?
There has to be something in this book that can give us the answer.
Be careful with that. We can't conjure another one of those things.
I know it's risky, but we have to try something. Huh.
What is it? What'd you find?
That's weird. The heck?
What does it say?
Huh. It says we have to poop in our hands and rub it on the walls. Huh. Huh. It's weird. It's in here.
I'm not doing that. There's no way that's what it says.
You got me. It's worth a shot. Because he was trying to get her to rub her poop on the walls. I think it's funny. I think it's funny to...
That was the shortest one and the weirdest one.
I think it's funny to... You know, like, that's like a... Like, they always got to do something, you know, like an exorcism or something. I think it'd be funny if one guy was trying to get the other person to rub poop on the walls.
What inspired that?
I just told you. You watched the movie, and they always got to read it in the book, and they always got to, like, find the secret to kill the monster.
No. What inspired what you tried to trick her into doing?
It's the funny part. It's the joke part. I think sometimes I'll do a joke, I'll write a screenplay or something, and you'll be like, oh, there's a Slumdog Millionaire story behind why.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I wrote that 6 hours ago or something.
6 hours ago? You were awake?
10 hours ago, probably.
Okay.
And I was like, that'd be funny to do a horror movie this time. And I just did it, and it took me, how long did it take me? 2 minutes? There's no backstory. Just it'd be funny if that was the secret to... killing the monster.
I think you're a troubled artist. I think you're a beautiful mind.
You don't get it?
I don't get that he's trying to trick the girl into being like,
like, what if we just, like, defecated right, because, in our hands and then rubbed it on the wall?
Because that's they have the disgusting. Dusty book that conjured up the monster.
Hey. Yeah. So then he's, like, being like, side quest.
He's like, oh, we're going to die anyways, so I might as well try to get this chick to Odell Dude, Beckham Jr. me or whatever.
Odell Beckham Jr.? Him?
Yeah, didn't he need to have the poop thing?
We unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed poop thing? Nah, it's good enough. It's okay. Hey, we don't kink shame here. It's okay. If he wants to do that.
We do kink shame. There's a couple of them. Shame.
If it doesn't hurt anybody, you can get pooped on. You know what I mean?
That could hurt somebody.
It could hurt you. You can get E. coli. Cholera. But that's on you. You know what I mean?
It literally.
Right. I mean, literally, yeah.
That's disgusting. So.
So you hated it?
I miss the lizards in the foreskin story. I kind of wish that would go somewhere. The Valentine, Nebraska one.
Yeah.
I wish that one could have a part two.
A sequel. I have never thought about a sequel before.
Yeah.
I don't do sequels. I only do like original ideas. Like.
That's not true. You literally.
I don't fuck with like Hollywood these days where it's like everything is like capitalism and marketing and blah, 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 and brand awareness. And it's like, do your art is like really what I'm all about. It's just like, be an artist and express yourself and don't worry about what the fucking executives have to say. And that's my whole motto.
No, it's not, because he literally saw the Stranger Things 5, what was it?
Run times.
And you're like, I'm definitely gonna consume all of these. And one of the episodes is like 6 days, 2 hours, 13 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you going to watch that? And he was like, six or seven episodes? Yes.
Eight episodes, and they're all 2 hours, except for the last one, which is 3 hours. That is banana sandwich.
They are capitalizing.
Nah. Nah. That was me monsters and stuff and edgy. That's me edgy.
How does that change what I said?
I don't know. I'm just trying to disagree with you.
Are you excited about Stranger Things?
I like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Casually. I don't like it.
You literally started drooling last night talking about Millie Bobby Brown.
Hey. You know what I've always said? I've always said this since 2016.
When you were the same age as her,
I'm still the same age as Millie Bobby Brown. That doesn't change. But I had a crush on her even then. And
Age appropriate.
And I told my friends that I was going to, in my will, I was going to leave all my possessions to Millie Bobby Brown.
That's hilarious.
Because I think that'd be funny if I die, she just gets like a call from like her lawyer or something.
What would she get? Your beanbag and maybe?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you got a bunch of shit from...
I would fight Millie Bobby Brown over the beanbag and maybe.
Would you? You think you'd win?
Do I think I'd win?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I think she's like heavier than you and like...
Millie Bobby Brown's heavier than me? Google that. How much Millie Bobby Brown
is heavier than
you. I could take that bitch.
She's like... She like works out and she's like a...
No, I think we're in different weight classes. Let's look this up.
What?
100%.
She looks bigger than you.
She looks bigger than me.
Have you seen her on the Jimmy Fallon where she's wearing that tight ass purple dress?
Go ahead and look that up, Cam.
Look up Millie Bobby Brown tight ass purple dress.
Don't write tight ass purple dress on the computer.
I'm not saying she's fat. I am not saying that at all. I think she's a fit, like very attractive young lady.
Uh-huh.
But she's like
filled out.
Got more meat on her bones than you.
I just don't I don't know, man. I'm a That's really cool. I actually love this outfit for our audio listeners.
Everyone likes this outfit.
Millie Bobby Brown is beautiful, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
She's not big. She's just, that's a curvy woman with like.
I'm saying she's bigger than you. I'm not saying she's big.
Look up how much Millie Bobby Brown weighs, because now I do want to know like if I could fight her, you know? Not that I want to. Oh, no. She's 5'3.5", 110 pounds.
Oh, 5'3". Man, I thought she was taller than that.
I'm 5'7".
You know, okay.
135.
Okay. I thought she was taller. I thought she was the same height. If she was the same height, I think she would be bigger than you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
What's my, if I needed to wrestle, what's my weight class, Cameron? Can we? What are you? Let's look it up. I want regulation.
No, she's asking what weight.
5'7", 135. Oh, wait, was I one? Remember when I wasn't going to eat the ice cream if I was over a certain amount? Wasn't it? I'm 132, right? Because I said if I'm over 133, I wasn't going to eat the ice cream that night.
You'd be in the second biggest woman.
Hell second yeah. Biggest. Second biggest woman. Let's see. Bantam. Up to 135.
Yeah.
That is not the second biggest woman's.
Low key though, Ellie, if you like, if you were in a competition and you were like training.
They only let you be up to 145 pounds to fight?
Wrestle. Oh, this is UFC. Okay, my bad.
Go ahead and, no.
No, because if you're...
If you're over 145,
then
you're not
fighting? Then you probably don't have the cardio to do it. You know what I mean?
That's not possible. You got to be wrong. So I'm just saying, like, you get a... There's no way a 6 foot tall woman is going to be 145 pounds.
If she's, like, training and, like, working out all the time? For cardio for the fight?
I'm saying, like, naturally, she should be, like, 160,
Yeah, because they all cut down.
I mean, I get that, where you, like, take diuretics and you piss out all your water and you...
Yeah, so she's going to be 145, but she's going to be, like, 160-something the next day. They gain, like, 20 pounds in a day.
But I'm saying, like, if any bitch rolled up to Vegas and they're like, let's get ready to rumble, and then... Nah, we can't rumble because she's 146. There's no rumbling after 145 is what I'm asking.
Is your question...
I'm saying, can a woman fight?
No.
If she's over 145 pounds? That's the most fucked up bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
There's just not enough yet. They all cut weight like that.
There's not enough big bitches to do.
But there's not an. Look up if there's a weight class over 145 in women's. I gotta know.
I don't think it's like common. I think that's a pretty uncommon weight class.
I'd much rather see some.
That's like being like, why is there not a men's 300-pound division? You know what I mean?
It's like sumo wrestling.
That's a different sport.
There are no UFC women's weight classes strictly over 145 because the women's featherweight division upper limit. I hate that the fattest you can be is in the featherweight division. This is...
Well, because you can't have women's heavyweight.
It says the next available women's division after featherweight would be men's weight classes like lightweight 155, welterweight 170, and so on, which are not open to women. I hate it here.
Imagine your girlfriend wins the heavyweight champion of the world and you congratulate her on it. And she's like, I'm not heavy. What'd you call me? You know what I mean?
No, if I'm winning that championship, no. Sorry. If I say weird shit all the time, that's lame. You have to stick with that all one. Right.
No. The joke being like that they're sensitive to that kind of verbiage?
No.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest since 1958. We've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
You're not a sensitive bitch if you're the heavyweight champion of the world.
That's fair. Do you think I could beat the lightest UFC women's fighter?
No.
How close would it be?
Not close. I think you'd get your shit rocked.
That's fair.
And I mean that as respectfully as possible. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I wonder if I would like last a round. You know what I mean?
I think she'd finesse you.
First round.
I think it's about agility and strategy and just being able to get you in a position that you'd get your dick kicked
Totally agree. I know nothing about jujitsu. I've never fought ever. I've never been in a fight. You know what I mean?
Which is crazy to me. Your older brother is sitting right here and you're telling me you've never been in a fight?
Not a real fight. Yes, obviously that. But like, I've never like, no kid's ever been like, you're gay. And me be like, you know what I mean? How tall is she? 5'3". Okay, so she's
Montana
really,
she's De like La Rosa. Ground. Holy shit. So she's like...
full body.
Did you write full body? Oh, fighting. Wait, what are we trying to find out here?
No, 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 no.
So she's...
I would bet on her 100 times out of 100 times.
What weight class is this?
This is the smallest.
So she's like, what, she 130? No, 125?
No, she's like 115.
115.
Well, she's
damn. Pound for pound.
I just wonder.
Round for round.
I just wonder if I could last a round.
No.
Just like my size and like my.
Cameron and I both are saying
okay.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. I'm just wondering. Should we ask her? What's her name?
Montana De La Rosa.
Hey, Montana De La Rosa. For charity or something? Let's do something. You know what I mean?
For charity?
Yeah.
You're going to have to start a GoFundMe after that bitch chokes you out.
What are they going to have to GoFund?
I don't know. Something for your. Injuries?
They don't cover that?
Who's they?
The UFC doesn't cover... They don't have doctors like on staff?
No, you're just some street guy.
All right. I'll be a walk-on. Dana? For charity.
Like Dana Carvey?
White.
Oh. Who's Dana Carvey? I'm so tired.
That's the guy with Wayne's World, right?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne's World.
I was having a pretty rough night
last night,
like a few nights ago.
Oh,
and
when the beard wasn't there.
Yeah, I shaved the beard, and I was like, couldn't last sleep night. And stuff. Yeah. I was tossing and turning, so I got up and I started like playing video games.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got on Madden and started playing online,
mm-hmm.
and I threw 10 interceptions.
That probably made you feel worse.
And the dude gritted on me a lot. So I was like, dude, I'm having a rough night. Give me this one. You know what I mean?
Is there chat in the game?
No. I think there might be, but I wasn't using it.
Okay. I'm picturing you being like, please, please, please stop. Just let me have this one.
I was like, it's okay if you score again. Just don't gritty again. You know what I mean?
That's so bad.
Yeah.
How do you feel about showboating? What's his argument with the?
He said it's unsportsmanlike to like.
Trash talk is unsportsmanlike.
Trash talk is unsportsmanlike.
Yes.
Which Cameron and I disagree.
To me, sportsmanship is like being respectful of your opponent, making the playing field as even as possible.
Oh, me and Cameron want to fight you.
Not respectful because you're afraid of somebody to try to get them mentally because you know physically they're.
Yeah.
So if I grab scissors and cut their Achilles,
no,
their Achilles
that's a,
is too
that's
strong.
Assault. That's
assault. What's the difference? You're trying to undercut the game to give them a less of an advantage. That's unsportsmanlike. That's cheating.
And you lift weights to be stronger than the other guy.
That's the game. That's the game.
We can't do this.
But if you can't be susceptible to trash talk, that's your game. If he can, then that's a flaw.
If he has iron Achilles, he's preventing my scissors from cutting it. You know what I mean? Like, we could play this game any which way we want.
No.
If I stab somebody, just like withstand my stabbing. You know what I mean? Either way,
no.
if you're not winning via the game, it's unsportsmanlike. You have to be the game.
Scott, Cameron and I are talking about in the middle of the game, like if you're defending somebody or like, you know what I mean? Like just getting in somebody's ear, getting in their head.
You say like their girlfriend's phone number. Like I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Completely unsportsmanlike.
I think razzing somebody is a part of the game. Because I think you have to have like the mentality to like block that out, and if you're weak enough to like let that stuff infiltrate.
If you're lined up, if you're like this, and you're like, I'm gonna get you this time, sure.
That's exactly the same thing.
But not like here's where your mama's address is.
Well, you know what I mean? That's a little bit different.
No, Cameron doesn't think so. Hey, I like it too. I like it. It's exciting.
I don't know. Geolocating someone's parent feels
a
little bit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is like if it's normal, like I'm faster than you. You know what I mean? Like, okay. But if it's like...
If somebody gently whispered, I'm faster than you, I would
but
be
if it's
like...
But if it's like your girlfriend's phone number or like, you fucking suck. No one, like, the fans booing you. Or
Kobe learning different languages to trash talk.
It depends what he's saying.
Probably not saying good stuff.
That's what I mean is if you learn a different language to be like, man, I'm gonna sink this three-pointer. Okay, that's fine. But if it's like, you
Asian motherfucker...
If somebody
said, I'm gonna sink this three-pointer in the game...
I'm just saying something like that.
Larry Bird is like, because he used to be like, I'm gonna go right here to this corner. I'm gonna hit this fadeaway in your mouth, and then he did it. What do you think?
I think that's sportsmanlike.
Wait. Do you know which one I don't like?
Was it
Tim Duncan? Didn't somebody say to him Happy Mother's Day? Kevin Garnett to Tim Duncan. Wasn't it Happy Mother's Day and his mom's dead?
Like, we could all agree that's unsportsmanlike.
That's wild, though.
And that's what I mean is you can say stuff, but there's a line. And I think my line is a little bit shallower than your line. That's all I'm saying.
So you're not Happy Mother's Day kind of guy. You're not girlfriend's phone number.
I don't think any of us are Happy Mother's Day people.
I know. That would cross our line. Cameron, though, I don't know.
Yeah. Cameron, I think you can say anything. Yeah, all I'm saying is I think my line's a little bit shallower than yours. Where sometimes I hear trash talk and I'm like, just let me play, dude.
Can we expose you real quick?
Yeah.
You trash talk more than probably...
Oh, I love it.
You are the biggest trash talker. He's
it's
exactly
the best
right.
Part of anything. It's awesome.
Do you think when you trash talk me, I like lose the love of the game?
No.
Then that's what we're saying, Goober.
No, you're saying it's sportsmanlike. That's all you're saying.
We're not saying... No.
My only argument is that it's unsportsmanlike.
You don't think there's a level of respect I give to...
Right, it's saying that, like, I don't think that...
If it's a level of respect that it's trying to get you to undercut the game,
that is the game. A part of the game is being able to maintain your... What?
It's not, like, in the rules. The coaches aren't being like, go out and say this. We're going to run this play, but make sure you say the line. They're not doing that. It's all up to you to...
Yes, they are. They're in...
Coaches are saying, here's his girlfriend's phone number.
No, but maybe some of your coordinators are, like, saying some silly, crazy stuff, right?
I think it's silly. Just beat them at the game. If you're so bad at the game.
That is the game.
If you're so bad at the game,
they have
to read up their girlfriend's phone number.
Okay.
Beat them at the game.
Why do sports psychologists exist if what you're saying is
true?
Don't know.
Don't care.
Cameron, help me out.
You're mental.
Cameron's shaking.
This is
going
to be a nightmare to edit.
We're not editing.
No. This is in.
I'm set. Okay. Mental is like at least 25% of the game.
Be faster. I don't know what to tell you. Buckle up.
But I'm saying what you're saying. I can't lift weights because I'm gonna undercut this guy because he didn't.
Why is getting stronger so that you could like be stronger? Why is that the same as getting
because
really
it's this, it's you have different organs and muscles in your body, and your brain is one of the organs that you can work out and that you can get better. And if that one is has like more fortitude than someone else's, and they crumble when somebody's like, your sister's
give me,
fat.
Give me an example. Give me an example of
is that not what
conduct.
I'm what you're saying?
100%.
Okay.
I hear you guys.
The Ohio State.
I hear
State,
you guys.
You
I get what you're saying.
He said, nah.
Give me one example of unsportsmanlike conduct.
With verbal?
Any unsportsmanlike conduct.
Hitting somebody after the play, falling on.
Well, that's assault.
Yeah.
So does that count?
Like physically hurting somebody after the play?
Anything else?
I draw the line at personal attacks on people's personal grief.
What if I score a touchdown and then I start doing this?
Don't ever do that again.
What if I do that? Is that unsportsmanlike? Be mentally stronger. You know what I mean? Like, what's the...
I think more than that, that's just, like, indecent.
I think that would be a penalty anyway.
Because, like, people who are... I think amongst players, you could probably get away with, like, locker room Trump stuff or whatever.
Oh, for
but,
the
like,
okay.
Yeah, there's little kids in the fucking audience and,
okay,
you're...
Okay, I'm saying, like... there... obviously, yeah, okay. I'm saying, like, there is stuff that you can't do and you shouldn't do.
And for the most part,
being a
people
being
know
a
where that...
winner, right? Like if you shit on your opponent after you win, like everyone says,
like not being humble.
Right. If you don't shake the opponent's hand and say good game after the game, that's unsportsmanlike, right?
Unless you're Michael Jordan.
I don't know, because
that's also a mentality part of it too. Like
that's what I mean, is like anything that, any argument for the unsportsmanlike, you could just say like be mentally
strong. Yeah, there's subjectivity
to
it.
But if you say that, then that's implying that everything that you do is your fault and all of it's sportsmanlike. So there's no such thing as unsportsmanlike conduct. If that's the argument, just be mentally stronger. Like there is something that you that is inappropriate.
Yeah. We're agreeing there's a line. But I'm saying, I don't know, not shaking someone's hand, it's kind of tough because like in basketball, a series, people don't shake their hand after game one because we're still in the
sure.
series.
Right.
That's there. I mean, and that's kind of true. Like, I'm not going to shake your hand yet. We're not done.
Mm-hmm.
Job's not finished.
But I'm a huge believer in, like, even when I play basketball, I'm doing little stuff because they're putting up crazy shots because they're trying to prove me wrong. And they're good, but if you're forcing shots, you're going to miss, and that's how I get you.
But just get them in the game. Like, just get them in with better defense. I just don't think it's – I think it's silly to equate those as the same thing. All the greats cheat at everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's unsportsmanlike.
Everybody cheats.
Every
F1
team,
cheats.
Every baseball team. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's entertaining. I like it. I want them to be cool and fast and usurp the rules a little bit. But I think we should all agree that if you do something that's a little bit like, that's weird that you did that, that's unsportsmanlike.
It's a battle. You're going to get up against this guy. You're not.
Right, but you draw the line at knives. I draw the line at girlfriend's phone number.
Which that's probably light. That's probably light.
Probably. That's it. That's the whole thing.
We have to. How many years have we been having this argument at this point? Yeah. This is a long.
So like, drop a comment if you like.
No.
Don't fuck with trash talk, which I do. I like it. But I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm cheating a little bit here. You know?
That's fair.
I was screaming at Cameron when we were playing FIFA.
I
had to delete it, and I'm never downloading FIFA ever again. I was so mad at him. Like, I think when I play FIFA, it unlocks like a 10-year-old version of me that
like
that like genuinely wants something bad to happen to him.
To your brother?
What gets me the most is that he loves playing as like
the fact that you're also laughing at it. God damn.
He loves playing as Poland and
and then take the walk to Poland.
No, he likes what's his first name? Lewandowski. What's his first name?
Robert.
Robert Lewandowski is like the guy, you know.
Sure.
But Cameron won't say that. He says Lewandowski. And like I'm just like, say his name right. You know what I mean?
Like, so that he's part got
gets,
in your head.
That part gets me the most.
Is that unsportsmanlike of him?
Probably not. Probably not. He's not that good. He's not that good.
Will you sing the song that Cameron sings?
Just the walk to Poland. That song?
Yeah, when he beat you 10-0.
He would do it every time he scored.
Because we would, before I moved here, we would play on behind and over the head.
I just have it ready to go, and sometimes I would break free.
Wait, you would cue the song up?
Before he's good. Dude, FIFA sucks because I don't understand soccer in a way. Like, the decisions that the players make, even when I'm controlling them, they do stuff that I don't really want them to do.
Okay.
And the decisions that they make, I can't understand why they're doing it. And that's what angers me. Is
okay.
Lewandowski will get the ball, mm-hmm. and he's the most forward attacker, right?
Okay.
And so he'll start running with the ball. And everyone on my team will wait until he matches their level, and then they'll start running backwards.
Yeah, because
there's no offsides anymore. That's the guy. There's no one in the head to pass to. But they're like, I'm going to wait until he gets to me to start running. So what I'll do is I'll control this guy who sees Lewandowski coming, and I'll start sprint full backwards, and he'll do like a little shuffle. And I'm like, go, 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 go. And he's like, I'm going to wait until he gets here, and then I'm going to start running. And of course, Lewandowski beats them in that race every time because he already has the speed, and my guys have to build up the speed.
But that's a strategy to keep your defense up a little bit so that people can't run past and you can't pass ahead, so that because then they would be offside.
It frustrates me so bad. Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, to me, my way seems better than your way. I know you're right because you play soccer, and you're right. I get that.
Okay.
But when I play, I make these decisions that are, like, anti-soccer, and the game knows that, and it's trying to help me, but I'm like, no, I want them all towards the net. Like, when one Polish player gets the ball, I want all, 12, 14 guys? How many people are on the pitch? 10?
11?
11? It's 11.
Let's just say numbers.
However many guys are on the pitch at a time, I want them all to full sprint to the net and stand in front of it. But that's not what they do.
That's not allowed.
No? Isn't it?
Are you, like, are the defenders standing on, like, the line, the goal? Like,
no, like, just in, like, the box, like the big box.
Yeah, but if they're past them, and then you pass.
But if there's so many guys standing there, then how could you get past them?
Shit talk.
There you go. You know, Poland sucks or whatever. What would trash talk be if you were playing?
Oh, I was brutal. I was brutal.
Can you talk about your soccer experience that made no one want to play with you?
Oh, I can.
If it's not funny, then you don't have to.
No, it's just, I don't know.
The ultimate trash talk. I think if you did it on purpose, that would be like.
It's embarrassing. I think I was 14, and I was playing for a club team up in Minnesota, and we were playing some Canadian team. Gross. And just kidding to our non-Canadian listeners. And I don't know. I started my period in the middle of the game. I was not expecting it. Our jerseys were the color of this beanbag. The whole kit was...
kit. Nice.
Yellow. And so, as you can imagine, a giant red spot that was this big was pretty prominent on my ass when I started perioding. And everybody, they didn't want to play with me anymore. I was running down, and I was like, man, these fucking Canadians are awful, because I was weaving in and out, and I at that point hadn't realized that I had started my period yet. I thought I just had that that dog in me. Yeah. And that people, you know, couldn't keep up with me. And then they tried to stop the game and tell the ref to give me a red card for my red pants, because it was biological warfare and they didn't want.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest since 1958. We've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at
me getting blood on them.
Now that's a mental game.
I was like, period blood.
Now that's, you know? She couldn't control it. You got to lock in and play the game.
No, but once I realized, I was like, god damn, I'm fucking like hemorrhaging.
Up on everybody.
I was not. That's so bad.
You start like flicking it on people.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like Wilson.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no. That was pretty bad. My grandmother was at that game. She was like, did you have fun? I was like, no, bitch. You saw the whole thing.
Give me that football. Let me hold that ball.
Since we're on sports, do you want to go over your
team? I think last time we did it was still this week. Uh-huh. Okay. We did it
during the game, so what is this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
What's happening?
We're updating everyone on our NFL picks for this season.
I already forgot what mine was. Packers?
Yours are the Packers.
Yeah, Scotty's in first. Am I getting shit on?
Wait, I'm at 4-0. Yeah. Packers are at 3-1. Ravens are at 1-3 or 2-2. 1-3 Ravens. They had a hard schedule. Leave it there. Leave it there. It holds the books.
It's not. I don't know why I just did that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. We watched Remember the Titans the other day.
Okay, we got to talk about that really quick. I've watched Remember the Titans twice with you. I've watched Remember the Titans twice with these two guys, Cameron and Scott. There has been tears 100% of the time that we have watched this movie, but I've not cried. So
I can't believe that you don't cry.
It's a good movie, but it's a little too... Cameron, don't hate me for this.
We know what she's going to say.
It's a little corny. And like... when y'all cry watching that movie, it means a lot to me because I'm like, oh, they have real feelings, real humans. Yeah. It's like I look forward to watching it because I'm like, one of these bitches is fucking breaking down,
yeah.
You know, but it doesn't move me like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think when I'm watching that movie, I have goosebumps 70% of the time.
I just feel like you know how I feel about American civil rights. And I think that like they could have done that movie in a way that wasn't like patting us on the head about American civil rights. Like I think there's a bigger, cooler story there that they could have unpacked a bit.
Cooler story than that?
Than the way that they presented
it. Okay, but you think the story was cool?
I think it was super cool. I have to imagine though that if I was cast as one of the guys on the team.
What color?
Either one. I'd be like, oh God, like we're kind of overdoing it to like really explain this. You know what I mean?
It's a kid's movie.
I know, but like there's a piece of me that's like if I'm an African-American man and they're like, so you're going to sing hymnals and, you know, some.
Allie, confirmed. Allie doesn't have soul power. Confirmed.
Like, I don't know. Confirmed. I'd be like, okay, my character every scene is like, ain't no mountain high, ain't no... Like, I'd be like, that's, you know, black people don't do that all the time. And they're like, this one does. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I all think of the characters I'd be like, it. This it was is the actually one, sort of racist.
It was the one guy who liked to do it. I think that's a totally reasonable thing for one guy in a black football team to be the guy that likes to sing.
I know, but like, and it was like... I don't know. I feel like there was more depth to his character and they're like, no, you're the soul brother. And it's just like, that's kind of racist.
But the metaphor is that the white team and the black team, there ain't no mountain high enough for them.
Right.
And there's no valley low enough for them. And there ain't no river wide enough for them. So it like, who was it? Was it Marvin Gaye? Is that who sings that song? For Marvin Gaye, it was like him and his girlfriend.
Look that up. Cause I don't.
It's Marvin Gaye and like, another powerful.
We're not going to give credit to the woman singing in it.
I forget her name. Starts with Tammy. Tammy what? Terrell. Tammy Terrell. She does phenomenal. First of all. But like the metaphor is that like it's them, like they're bringing together as like a whole. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I just think it's really impactful to see the youth be learned in a responsible way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling's in it.
Yeah.
I like some Ryan Gosling. Yes. Ryan Gosling was kind of a hater the whole time. Not like racist, but like he was like causing hijinks.
Causing hijinks. That is true.
We got to bring back.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. I was talking to Cameron. If you had unlimited budget and you had like a cinematographer and a producer and actors and they're all like equipped in their own job, what movie could you recreate?
Better than... it was done?
Not better, just the most accurate. Like, which movie do you remember so hard that you could put together the movie and it'd be similar?
School of Rock.
What's the first scene in School of Rock?
The very first scene in School of Rock is... I think Dewey is in his bed in that little nook in Ned Schneebly's apartment.
What does he do?
No. That's wrong. No, they are at band practice with his old band. And he's like, he's so like addicted to the game that he's like, and then all the other guys were like, this fucking dude, we got to kick him out of the band. And then he's like, okay, guys, on this next one, really rooted to do hard. Right.
Yeah.
And then he like rooted to dudes too hard. And then they kick him out of the band and he's like, I got to make a new band. And then that's where the movie starts. And then is that right?
I think so. I've only seen it once.
Yeah. I could do that one.
That's exciting. I'm happy for you about
that. Thank you. Which one could you do? Cameron could do Remember the
Yeah,
Titans.
Cameron could definitely.
I did like the first 25 minutes.
Yes, Cameron recited the first 25 minutes. Not like word for word, but
did
like,
you really?
But like scene after scene.
I said I could probably go for like
yeah.
a little bit more, but we don't need to.
Yeah, no, I trust him fully. I think he could get like 90% accuracy.
What's yours?
I really don't know.
I know what yours is.
I don't think I can recreate Social Network, like, I don't think I can recreate, like, the dialogue good enough.
Yes, you can.
I don't think I could.
I've sat with you, and then you were like, can I recite to you of the words in the first scene of Social Network? And I'm like, no, and then you just do it.
Maybe I could. Age of Ultron. Me and Cameron were on an Age of Ultron, like, quote off.
I was there.
And it was unbelievable. That was actually the most fun
I've
ever had.
You did one at dinner last night that I was like, what is that from? And then you both were like, in unison.
Yeah, it was Age of Ultron.
What was it?
It was,
You said something and then I...
It wasn't, he's fast, she's weird. That was the original time.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
Is it really?
I just think because he's fast, she's weird.
man, it's interesting. I want to know how many songs you know the words of.
Me?
Like, just people. Like, we walk around with, like, this database of, like we could all recite the same songs.
I think it's so crazy to me. It'll be a song that I haven't heard in 10, 20 years. And then I'm like, oh, I actually know bar for bar this entire song. And it's like, where did I store that? You know?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But I can't remember to check my smoke detector annually.
Well, actually, you know, they say memory is based on, like, how you feel. And, like, not about, like, the facts. So, like, but any given memory, you're just recalling how you felt in that moment. And so it, like, makes sense that, like, art, like, holds that space because, like, you just, like, feel so much.
That was, like, actually really deep. And then you put on that character at the end. And then I was out. Try it again. From the top.
It makes sense that you... I can't do it. I have to do the douchebag know-it-all character, you know?
Yeah.
But it has to be, like... 2,000 songs that you could like passably sing.
I think so because like I think in my on my iPhone right now I probably have like 3,500 songs and mm-hmm. I think probably like yeah more than half I could.
Speaking of songs, I completely forgot about this.
Uh-oh.
I have a song that I want to show you guys.
Go ahead.
If you pull up the Slack, there's a TikTok and the audio is already set to the TV, I think, so we can hear it. You're gonna love this, Allie.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Freestyle Fisherman is...
Why am I
can't remember a single word of the song, but I remember watching it and being like, this is unbelievable. Are you pumped?
It's already set to the TV.
I think so.
What is this? This guy looks familiar.
Yeah, click the... Yeah. Right there.
Who is this guy?
It's the Freestyle Fisherman.
This goes hard.
All right, we can cut it.
I kind of love it.
It's like,
oh.
Yeah, that is scary as fuck. It's like, you know, you hear someone's song and it's like a very simple like flow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, like they did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy, like,
oh, he goes hard.
He was switching him up and he was, yeah. That was pretty impressive.
I like the trill in his voice, yeah. Too. That was pretty impressive.
It's a good message too.
Yeah. That's the only thing in life that matters. It's being comfortable in your skin and in your beanbag.
And finding love.
And fighting racism with fisherman lyrics.
Which race would you prefer to sit on the beanbag with?
NASCAR.
Safe answer, safe answer.
You should have said like all of them or something. I was setting you up there. Wait, so you're like so racist that you would rather sit on the beanbag with a car and not a human person? What the heck?
I can't stand this, dude.
I would rather sit on my beanbag with all of the races.
Hey, hot take?
Hot take. Because like I just don't like care. I just don't like see.
Okay, we can't.
I don't see their race. Anymore. I don't see like the race for like who they are. Like, nah. I see like the choices that they make and the decisions that
let's
they have.
Let's do gambling.
And the feelings. I forgot about it.
Me and Cameron have the same idea. I love it. I want to do it.
Cameron, which race would you rather play blackjack with?
Stop. Just shut the fuck up.
All of them. All right, we're at $5. Once again, if you're new to this segment, we are not promoting gambling. This is a free dollar that we've been given by the website. And anyone can go get it. We don't have a deal with them or anything like that. So don't gamble your own money unless you're okay with losing it. Let's take it away. 16 against 8. This kind of sucks.
You have to stand.
We should stand here. I don't like to bust ever. I actually don't double.
Cameron!
Stand. Yep. We knew that was coming.
But like, what were we going to do?
We knew that was coming. That's okay. You want to do another one?
No.
Should we? We shouldn't do another one. Let's do another one.
Guys.
17 against a 4. We could take our free hit here. That's what they tell you to do, but I don't like it. I don't like the free hit. So we're going to stand. Is that okay with you, Ellie?
Yeah, but can you explain that to people who maybe are new to blackjack?
Right. So we have a what's called a soft 17.
People who are just listening to this, we have a 6 and we have an ace. So it's 7 or 17. A soft 17, as he said. Dealer has a 4.
Soft 17 means that you can take another hit and the ace will convert into a 1.
Right.
And so you get basically a free hit trying to get you closer to 21. I find that every time I take my free hit, I get further away from 21.
Okay.
So I'm okay with the 17, especially against a 4, which is one of their bust cards.
Okay.
13, 22. They
busted.
We're back to $5.
Also, oh my gosh, this just made me think about it. If anybody wants to play offsuit with me, you can find me on offsuit. It's online, Texas Hold'em. My username is Beev. B-E-E-V. Beev.
We were playing, before we get out of here, I gotta talk about this
with me.
Amazing philosophical question that I asked you in Vegas.
Yeah.
For those of you who know about blackjack, you know that there's like a basic strategy and it's supposed to like increase your odds of getting the closest, like the most amount of wins, right?
Sure.
Me and Cameron, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cameron, we don't like to bust ever. Like if you have a 12 in the game, all right? If you have like a 12, you're going to be kind of hesitant about hitting, even though someone who follows basic strategy is going to like want to hit to get closer to 21.
You're saying if you're going by the book, you would not hit on a 12?
No. If you're going by the book, you would hit on a 12.
Okay, I was going to say, because I don't think that's true.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't like to hit on 12 because I don't want to bust. And so the question that I asked Allie when she was playing is, in those situations where you're kind of set up to lose, would you rather, because really the standing or the hitting is, would you rather them beat you or would you rather bust? And I think that's an interesting question.
And I think you and I handle it differently.
Completely different.
Because I don't mind... busting at the risk of maybe
right.
getting...
She wants to lose by her own hand, like in her own control. Like, I'm going to take the risk and I'm going to bust.
Because either way you're losing, it feels the same.
Exactly. It doesn't feel the same to me.
See, I don't... Yeah.
I would rather stay and have them... You beat me, I'm going to sit here kind of thing. And that makes me feel better.
Hey, maybe.
What do you think about that question? How does it feel?
Cameron's crazy playing blackjack. Dude will do things that the book would be like,
You are a little unpredictable.
But you are the most unpredictable.
Do you like that control?
Player?
Is it? Do you feel more in control? And
I feel in control because I know there is no control.
Damn.
So I just like.
Wait, one more time.
I'm in control because I know there's no control.
Like, I'm in control because I know there's no control. I love that.
Feel like the people memorize the book and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
grow up.
This hand is its own
yep.
thing today. So I just do whatever I feel.
which pisses people off at the table. Does. Hey, I'm with you because I've had people at blackjack tables in Vegas be pissed where I will like hit on something that they're like, well, the book says not to. And then it works out for me. And then they're like, yeah, but for the rest of us, you're supposed to go by the book. And to me, that's so boring. It's like, if we're going to do that, then just deal it all out. Yeah. And then like, why are we even sitting here?
Right. Cameron doubled down on 13. And they were like,
I forgot.
Double on 13.
Who won?
You won.
That was crazy.
Suck them. Yeah. Yeah. So feel free to follow your passions or whatever. Whatever
and
the
feel
moral
free to add
is.
Me on Offsuit.
Yeah, play Ali on Offsuit.
B-E-E-V-Beev. Please play with
me. She needs a friend to play with because I won't play with her.
And I think I've hit 250 hours.
Yes.
Of playing over the last year. And I just want a friend to play with.
Not me. All right, you want to get out of here? All right, everyone. That was another lovely episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
This has been the See You Later Podcast.
This has been the See You Later Podcast. Comment about all the different disagreements that we had. Let us know what you think, unless it's hurtful and mean to me. If it's hurtful and mean to them, do it. If it's hurtful and mean to me, don't do it.
If it is hurtful, I like it. tell me how you actually feel. I want to know. I care.
Good. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest since 1958. We've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small, from top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances. We've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year. Save.